Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
A Saturday morning means it's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike, along with Tom Sorensen from the Americana Insurance Group. A happy Saturday to you, Mr. Tom.
Yeah, happy Saturday to you, Mike. It's been, again, we kind of had a little roller coaster on temperatures here, but that's okay. I kind of like that 30-some degree stuff.
Yeah, and spring is right around the corner, no matter what that drowned rat said out in Pennsylvania. We'll let him deal with the weather out on the East Coast, but I think, and hopefully, we'll see a spring here not too long in the future.
Pretty soon the farmers will be out planting, right?
Absolutely, and that's where we get all of our food that gets put onto our tables. So we need a good spring, not a wet spring, just a good spring.
Yeah, well, and speaking of farmers, we're going to have a guest today, and just so everybody knows, in the rural community, the farm community, and obviously we're going to have our special guest on to just educate our listeners, but Lee Crawford, who was the director of the Farm Service Agency in Fremont County, he took another position with the USDA. Actually, our guest can maybe tell us exactly what he's doing or where he's at. But so I want to introduce the new Fremont County Farm Service Agency Director Liz Ludwig is with us on the phone. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Tom. Thank you. Yes, Lee did take a different position with USDA Farm Service Agency. He is now working in St. Paul as the Farm Loan Chief for the state of Minnesota. So pretty exciting promotion for him.
Yeah, and that was his background, was in the, again, before he was the FSA director in Fremont County, he worked in the financial department with them. So that's probably the reason why he ended up getting that position, too. So you're the new director, right, Liz?
Yes, I am new to Fremont County. I was the director for 14 years in Chippewa County, so I get the opportunity to move back to the area.
Oh, awesome. Now, where's Chippewa County exactly?
Chippewa County is Montevideo.
Montevideo, okay.
About 2 hours west of the Twin Cities.
Okay. Well, and so that's part of your background. What else is, so did you grow up on a farm, or what's your background there?
Yes, I grew up on a cow-calf and hog farm near Osage, Iowa. And I was active in both 4-H and FFA. After graduating from Iowa State University with a degree in ag education, I taught high school in Lake Mills, Iowa. Then I worked at a juvenile correctional facility in Elmore, Minnesota, and taught high school agriculture in Blue Earth before joining FSA back in 2007. And like I mentioned, for the last 14 years, I've been a manager at the FSA office in Chippewa County. I also did shared management with the Yellow Medicine County office in Clarkfield for nearly 9 of those years. On a personal level, I enjoy being creative in my free time, whether it's silversmithing, welding, sewing, or making most any kind of craft. I also enjoy traveling and learning about World War II history and our local landscape and local history. And I also enjoy spending time at home with my family and my close friends.
That is awesome.
Yeah, on any given day, you could find me supporting kids at local events or just hanging out with my miniature Doxy Thor.
All right. Well, great. So for the listeners who don't know, what does the Farm Service Agency do?
Well, the Farm Service Agency is one of four USDA agencies that work side by side with our local farmers. Our job at FSA is to assist farmers and landowners that are participating in the federal government programs, and we're basically getting federal dollars into the hands of local people. Our programs are designed to assist producers by providing loans, disaster recovery assistance, risk protection, and conservation of like water and land resources. For example, in the last couple of years, we've had disaster programs as a result of excess moisture in 18 and 19, and then the drought that we had last year, and also market fluctuations and interruptions that due to COVID.
Yeah, yeah. So you as a director, then what is exactly your responsibilities at the FSA office?
So my job as the county executive director is to manage the people in the office that are delivering the programs and working directly with the farmers. I work to ensure that we are providing good customer service while also following the rules and regulations that are in the Farm Bill and other federal legislation. We need to make sure that throughout the United States, you know, we're all following the same rules.
And Liz, you mentioned, obviously, agriculture is in your blood, and you talked about getting that federal money. So, you know, some folks that are maybe not in the farm community will say, well, maybe I can go down there, or, you know, I can get some money from them. They may think that you're a bank that they can get money from.
Well, no, we're not a bank, but we do work with our local lenders. If a person is interested in farming or beginning to farm, they're sure welcome to give us a call and visit with us. Our programs are specifically designed for beginning farmers and those that are unable to get loans through their local banks or local lenders. We also have loans that people can get to help construct storage facilities on their farms, like a grain bin or maybe a bulk tank for dairy producers. We have loans for drying and handling equipment, like maybe a grain truck. We have another popular loan program that we have allows farmers to store their grain on their farm and then use it as collateral so that they can have some timely cash flow.
So are those
any farmers?
Go ahead, Liz.
I was going to say, any farmers that are new or experienced farmers, if they are interested in any of those loan programs, I just encourage them to come and visit with our office, and we can help them. Our interest rates are low, and we're willing to help any way we can.
So are those loans right directly with the USDA or the United States government, or are they offered through you guys and then sold off to other banks?
That's a very good question. It's a little bit of, well, the United States government, we do some loans directly with the producers through our office, but we also work with local banks to do guaranteed loans.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that, Mike.
Some more questions we want to ask the new Fribourne County FSA Director, Liz Ludwig. We'll talk more with Liz, find out more a little bit on the conservation, and I'm sure there with farming community, there's always important dates and deadlines. So let's take our first break, and we'll come back more with our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
Lots of guys buy jewelry this time of year. Call it Valentine's Day Insurance. Hey, you need something to help her forget about that dead bait you left in the car after last week's ice fishing trip. But insuring collectibles like jewelry or even Uncle Ed's comic book collection can be complicated. The experts at Americana Insurance can walk you through the ins and outs and make sure your investment is covered. Trust us, you'll thank yourself. Americana Insurance in Albert Lea. Give us a call at 377-2000 or visit AmericanaInsurance.com.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning. Mike Whitus, along with Tom Sorensen, and our new Fremont County FSA Director, Liz Ludwig. And Tom, we've got some other topics we want to pass along to our farming listeners as well this morning.
Yeah, and again, I want to appreciate Liz for joining us today. This has been great already. I've learned some things, and I'm sure our listeners have too, but conservation, Liz, explain a little bit more on that with the FSA office and actually over at your office there, which is not very far, about a stone's throw away from my office. You have a separate office on the right next to you on the conservation. Am I correct in saying that?
Our FSA office works with NRCS. Yep. They are considered the conservation office and like soil and water conservation district. But we also have conservation programs going on. FSA has a long history of helping people protect their most valuable asset, their land. And farmers know that if they take care of their land, the land is going to take care of them. And so many landowners have taken advantage of FSA's Conservation Reserve Program, which is called CRP, and that pays a person to take their most sensitive land out of production and put it into some sort of conserving use cover like grass or trees. And right now we happen to have a sign-up going on for CRP. So if you know somebody that is interested in putting some type of conservation cover, grass or trees, on their farmland, they should give our office a call and talk with Brian. He can help a person decide which CRP program is best for them and for their land.
Now, that deadline is March 11th. Am I correct on saying that?
Yes, that is correct. That's for the general CRP sign-up. We also have continuous CRP sign-up. There's little differences between those two programs, but if you're interested in one of those, please give us a call before March 11th so we can get you signed up for those programs.
Just like us in the insurance business, and especially with crop insurance, you guys have important dates and deadlines, and some of our deadlines work together. So why don't we go over a few of these? Now, February 25th, we got a deadline coming up, correct? Or did I see that that got extended?
Well, the answer is yes and yes. We do have, on February 25th, we have the Spot Market Hog Pandemic Program. That is for hogs that had a cash or negotiated cash sale. They're not under contract. And then the other one was the dairy margin coverage or the supplemental dairy margin coverage program. And that one just got extended a month until March 25th.
Okay.
So we do have one on the 25th, and that's the hog one, and then the dairy one on March 25th.
Okay. And then you and I, we got a bunch of March 15th deadlines.
Yes, we do. You have crop insurance that we want to get everybody in and get their crop insurance purchased by that time.
Right.
And FSA has our ARC and PLC program, our farm programs. That deadline is March 15th. And like you, we have a insurance program for non-insurable crops, and that deadline is also March 15th.
Yeah, they call that the NAP coverage, which is, again, for farmers or that grow something that there is no crop insurance program for. So you can purchase that through the FSA office. They have that coverage. Is there, the ARC and PLC election that is happening every year now, which is whichever farm program that they would want to be in for this year. It's an annual election the last few years are between what we call ARC or PLC. Is there any webinars still being offered on those, do you know?
Well, if a person receives our newsletter, there's a link in there that they can go and they can watch the Minnesota FSA webinar, or they could go to the University of Minnesota Extension website,
yep,
which is Z as in zebra, .umn.edu/farmbill2022. And once you're there, you'll just scroll down to the 2022 presentations. And there's also information.
And, of course, some great...
The good thing is...
Go ahead, Liz.
If prices stay where they're at right now, either decision is going to be the right decision.
And, right. Liz, what's the phone number they can reach you at for our farming community?
The phone number for the Farm Service Agency office is 507-373-7960, extension 2.
Fantastic.
And by the way, those ARC PLC webinars that are on the University of Minnesota Extension Service, my guess is that it's probably Megan Roberts that's putting it on. She was the one that did that at our Ag Summit, and as a farmer or as a person that would want to listen to that, she is excellent at presenting. So, yeah. And, Mike, just want to say...
She's extremely knowledgeable.
She is very extremely knowledgeable. Mike, and I just want to say that Maricon Insurance and our local FSA, Freeborn County FSA, we have worked together very, very well. I know all the people over there, and... when Lee was there and when Dan Root was there, we have used each other for information. And, Liz, I want to offer that also out to you myself. And hopefully I can go to you for information, too. So,
welcome to Freeborn
County,
Liz.
Absolutely. We pride ourselves in being able to answer questions for people. So whether it's you that needs some assistance with something, or Mike, if you have any questions we can help you with, or, you know, anybody in the farming community or landowners, you are certainly welcome to give us a call, and we'll do our best. And thank you, Mike, for welcoming me to the community. I'm excited to be working with farmers while also being able to move closer to my family and my friends in the area. Agriculture, farming, that's the backbone of our economy. And when our farmers are doing well, it's reflected in the local businesses in our small towns. So I'm excited to be here and be a part of such an important industry.
Great information, Liz, once again. And, Tom, if someone has questions about Americana Insurance, they can always send you an email, call you, and touch base.
Email insights@americanainsurance.com, telephone 507-377-2000, or go to our website, americanainsurance.com, and you'll find a lot of good information there.
Again, a special thanks to new Freeborn County FSA Director Liz Ludwig. And Tom and Liz, enjoy the rest of the weekend. That's going to wrap up this Saturday edition of our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.